This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The heavy snow closed most schools and many offices yesterday, but some people had to work. Someone had to clear the roads and sidewalks. Producer Matt Purdy caught up with a few sidewalk shovelers on North Charles Street in Baltimore yesterday. Wayne Steinbach is a truck driver for a Baltimore construction company. Most days, he's moving building materials, but yesterday, with construction sites shut down, he was moving a different material, snow.
We're going to clean the steps, okay. Put everything over here, okay, and then just come this way, keep everything this way and that way, okay? I've been out, actually, every snowfall I've been out here doing it.
Wayne is working with Charlie McDonald, who normally works as a laborer for the same construction company. With his job site in Columbia shut down yesterday, he wasn't expecting to work or to get paid, but Wayne called him yesterday with a job.
Actually, I was sitting at home, and I got a call from this gentleman right here saying that he needed some help doing some snow removal. And, you know, since I'm missing time at my other job, I decided to climb on board, get some extra time in.
They're shoveling a stretch of sidewalk in the 2100 block of North Charles Street. The construction company they work for owns a building there. City codes say property owners must shovel their sidewalks after a snowfall. So they're being paid to do a job that isn't directly going to make their employer money. And the job they'd normally be doing isn't getting done, all because of the snowstorm. Raises a very unromantic question this Valentine's Day. What's the economic impact of a winter storm? And for an answer to that question, we turn to economist Darius Irani, executive director of the Regional Economic Studies Institute at Towson University. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. What are the different costs associated with a snowstorm, the costs?
Wow. Well, there's all kinds of costs. So you think about, businesses that have to be closed because employees can't get there, transportation systems and supply chains, disrupted, actual consumers, who can't get out to go to the grocery store or even to the regular stores, during the shutdown. So there's those kind of factors. There's also the fact that, because of the snow, many households and many businesses incur additional costs to, keep the property clear of snow, to keep their houses warm, to purchasing extra shovels. Every year there's a run on shovels and ice, generators. Some people purchase generators. If there's, as the previous segment said, loss of power. So, there are, some numerous costs, and there have been some numerous studies that have been done. Somebody today in the Wall Street Journal pointed out that, the winter weather may trim about 0.3 of economic growth off of this current quarter's GDP. Now, that being said, for the most part, a lot of the snow delays and challenges, is basically delayed shopping. So if consumers can't go out today to purchase gifts and other things, they may go out tomorrow or the next day. So they're going to continue to spend the money, just have a little disruption today or yesterday was a good example. Businesses may not be able to make up some of the losses, but, today with many people being able to work from home and we didn't lose any power yesterday for the most part, many people are able to kind of continue on, and there are some jobs that, people can work directly from home without having to even skip a beat, and actually some people prefer to work from home, in all weather conditions. So,
well, as an economist, how do you estimate the cost of a
winter storm? What we did was we actually, nationally, people are estimating about $27 billion a day in lost activity. For Maryland, it's about $160 to $184 million dollars a day. And that was done, basically there are some studies that kind of have shown previously that about 20% of the workforce can't do their job during the snow, be it, they can't get to it, or like in the case of the gentleman prior, he's basically doing another job, mm-hmm. which still counts towards GDP growth. But so it's about $160 to $184 million a day for Maryland's loss of economic activity due to the snow on a given day. So right now, if you consider yesterday, we're down $160 million in economic activity.
In Maryland.
In Maryland. Now, we may make that up, over the long term, but, again, it was rather disruptive. As I said before, you've got transportation things that were shut down. you've got logistical challenges, if you've got just-in-time manufacturing that goes on, especially in the South, you know, that really did cause some disruptions.
But and as you mentioned, storms can create economic activity as well. Producer Stephanie Hughes talked to Vicki Schossler, who works at Spirits of Mount Vernon Wine Shop in Baltimore.
I had above average business. The news reports did a pretty thorough job on what the environment was going to be like. So people came in and made sure that they had enough alcohol to get them through.
Any particular kind of wine that you sold a lot of?
Hearty red wines and bourbon.
So is that kind of economic activity typical?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, now we're switching out from, instead of, you know, maybe we weren't going to buy a 12-pack of beer and, you know, a nice fifth of Jim Beam. You know, we've done it because of the fact that we're going to be indoors all day. You know, and then the other thing, too, is we're buying shovels, we're buying extra ice melt, we're buying snow throwers, you know, we're engaging, you know, services to clear our driveways, to, you know, to clear our sidewalks. So those, you know, as a construction worker, instead of, you know, building a building, he's now clearing sidewalks. He's getting paid. So his, you know, he's still getting paid.
That's Darius Arani, Executive Director of the Regional Economic Studies Institute at Towson University, here on Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about the economic impact of winter storms in our region. So I'm not quite clear. Do you expect a spike in economic activity after a snowstorm because of the purchases that people delayed?
I think there'll probably be a bit of a bump up. Maybe not so much here in Maryland, but maybe places like Atlanta and the South, where they've been really socked in. But for the most part, you know, I think we lost one day really yesterday. I think the roads are pretty back to normal today. You probably get to the local mall if you forgot to buy your Valentine their gift. So hopefully, I think the Valentine's Day event may overshadow the snow event in terms of the kick up and retail activity.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. I mean, obviously, one of the businesses that could be hard hit are florists. And producer Matt Purdy stopped by Pearson's Florist this morning and spoke with owner Vander Pearson.
Orders are really, you know, had dropped off dramatically. And I'm looking and hoping that I can get rid of all of these flowers and bears and balloons. And a lot of florists has been closed, and I'm sure they are hurting too, as well as I am.
That sounds kind of grim. I mean, how much of an impact? First of all, I mean, I would think Valentine's stuff may just get skipped, not delayed.
Yeah, I think for the most part, yeah, today is still Valentine's. I mean, you know, for the gentlemen out there, they can still stop in at a florist and maybe pick up a dozen roses on their way home or, you know, as they're out getting some more ice melt. But, yeah, obviously, you know, the delivery is going to be challenged because if you made arrangements to have your flowers delivered yesterday, they probably weren't going to be delivered yesterday. So just like with the, you know, with the airlines, it's a stacked up in terms of the delivery schedules for florists. And obviously, you know, people couldn't get out yesterday to go out to the florist to buy the Valentine. So, you know, they're still today to engage in that activity. But, you know, it's probably going to be less than people expected. It was already, people were already thinking it was going to be down this year anyways.
But, I mean, if we've got, you know, Governor O'Malley telling us don't get out on the roads unless you really need to, am I really going to call up my honey and set up a restaurant, a romantic dinner for Valentine's Day?
Probably not. Given so the road conditions look a little better today, I haven't been out. I've just got back in from shoveling. So I couldn't tell, but I did see I saw a lot more traffic up and down our street than I did yesterday.
Okay, so when you add everything up, do these storms harm Maryland's economy, or is it a wash?
I think there is some loss in economic activity. It's not as, you know, the thing is, you know, yes, we lose economic activity, but say, for example, compared to a hurricane or a something of that nature, you know, the loss of life is very minimal in these snowstorms. I mean, tragically, we lost three individuals through heart attacks, but typically speaking, in terms of the overall economic activity, yeah, we lose a little bit, but compared to the overall human cost, it's pretty minimal.
Darius, I appreciate your walking us through it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Daria Serrani is Executive Director of the Regional Economic Studies Institute at Towson University. We've got more on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Just ahead on this Valentine's Day, we do our part to connect missed connections. Stay right here on 88.1.